每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
4月4日，老我死去。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。诗篇34篇18节。在神的计划中，一个人需要经历忧伤的低谷，才能攀登至灵性上荣耀的高峰。一个人需对孤独的生活感到疲惫和厌倦，才会去寻找并找到基督的团契。一个人需要经历自我的结束，才能有生命的开始。忧伤痛悔的眼泪，神必不轻看。圣经说，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。当我发现我自己的能力，我自己的仁慈，我自己的道德在上帝面前是如此的有限的那一刻，当我向别人坦然地承认我需要基督的那一刻，就是我人生当中最为快乐的时刻。我可以真实地说，我的忧伤变成了喜乐，我的叹息变成了歌唱。让我们一起祷告。我的上帝，我的安慰者，在生命的低谷中，我必离你更近。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
April 4th, die to yourself. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humbly sorry for their sins. Psalm 34:18. In God's economy, you must go down into the valley of grief before you can scale the heights of spiritual glory. You must become tired and weary of living alone before you seek and find the fellowship of Christ. You must come to the end of self before you begin to live. The mourning of inadequacy is a weeping that catches the attention of God. The Bible says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of contrite spirit." The happiest day of my life was when I realized that my own ability, my own goodness, and my own morality was insufficient in the sight of God. And I publicly and openly acknowledged my need of Christ. I am not exaggerating when I say that my mourning was turned to joy and my sighing into singing. Let's pray. In the valleys, I have been drawn closer to you, my God and Comforter. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.